Hello and welcome to the Harmony Music Education Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Harmon, the mighty music motivator who uncovers the joy of discovery for lifelong learners of music making. So over the last few episodes, I've kind of unpacked some different things that we learn in music and learning and taking music lessons that help us outside of music. I've talked about motivation. I've talked about perseverance. I've talked about discipline. Well, today I'm going to talk about goal setting. Yes, goal setting. When it comes to learning music, this is huge. This is really, really an important part of what we do in learning how to make music and in making music. And what I mean by that is, well, we will typically have something that we need to learn, whether it's for an audition, whether it's for a recital, whether it's just for fun, or whatever the case is. Goal setting helps us figure out that, okay, this is the end point I want to get to. And then backing up from there, how do I get there? Really, it's the essence of practicing, right? I mean, the whole idea of learning a piece, practicing a piece, is to set the goal of playing the piece as excellently as you possibly can, or singing the piece as excellently as you possibly can. And then everything backs up from there. I mean, really, that's the summation of goal setting, right? You're figuring out what you want to do, learning the piece. How do you get there? Some things you're probably going to be able to do fairly well right off the bat, right? If the song is mostly quarter notes, hopefully you're able to do that pretty well. But if the music is a little bit more rhythmic or syncopated or has some little bit tricky rhythm to it, that's the place that you're going to have to work on. So one of the best things, obviously, is starting off with sight reading the piece of music. Now, why do we sight read a piece of music? It's to kind of get a gauge right off the bat, right? Of what of this am I able to do? Where are the hard parts? Where are the things that I need to really invest the time and focus in? Because the reality is, most pieces of music, it's not a, I'm going to play it from beginning to end 20 times and call it good and say, I know it. There's certain spots, whether it's rhythm, whether it's notes, whether it's fingering, whether it's dynamics, whether it's a combination of everything, that make things a little bit more challenging. And those are the spots that we really have to hone in on and focus our attention on. Again, goal setting is exactly what we're doing here. We don't really call it goal setting, but really that's the essence of it. We determine where the challenges are. And so that's the thing in being an excellent sight reader, is you look at the music before you play it. You don't start and say, all right, let's just dive right in. You scan the music before you start playing it. You're looking for those, I teach students, look for those patterns that are repeating, because there are, whether it's rhythmic patterns, whether it's note patterns, they're repeating somewhere along the way. And when you identify them and you point them out and you say, there's one right there, that really helps you process the piece a little bit easier. But then you look for those challenging rhythms or those challenging spots that may come up. These are all things that help us to set the goal, to figure out what it is that we need to work on. Hopefully, if you have a teacher, that should make your life a whole lot easier, because they should be guiding you and teaching you how to do these things so that you're able to do them on your own. Because ultimately, as a teacher, that's the goal, right? We want our students to be able to figure this out and do it for themselves without our help. I mean, it's nice to be able to teach someone until they're 50, 60, 70 years old, but really, there will come a point where we want to have our students go out on their own and fly and succeed and take on those challenges for themselves. But obviously in life, there's lots of times that we're setting goals, right? Whether it's in your profession, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your daily life, it's setting those goals, right? Figuring out what do I need to accomplish and how do I get there, right? If I need to fix something or build something, what do I need to do? What are the tools I need to have? What's the knowledge that I need to have? How do I do this? Or for work, right? How do I achieve this task? Well, I mean, learning music and making music goes so far with that. I mean, it is at the heart and center of what we do as musicians. Because every piece is a new goal. Every piece is a, how do I get to this point? How do I make this work? And that's the fun. That's the exciting part of it. That's also the challenge of it. Because each piece is different. Each piece has its own pros, has its own cons, has its own challenges that come along, right? A piece by Beethoven is going to be completely different than a ragtime piece. Just in sound, in feel, in how you play it. And a jazz piece is going to be so much different than a Mozart piece. There's some commonalities across the board in all of these, obviously, because you're using the language of music, but each one takes on its own life and its own direction. And that's the fun of making music. That's the fun of learning how to musically goal set. And so for me as a teacher, that's one of the things that I've really leaned in on, is helping my students to say, what is it that you're wanting to do? What is your goal for learning music, right? Ultimately, that's the first question we have to ask. Why are you doing this? And for many students, I mean, obviously if you're 6 or 7 years old, it's because, well, I like music and mom and dad said I needed to do it. That's the way I was. When I was 5 years old, started piano, I loved music. I loved music so much. It was like the most important thing next to baseball that was in my life. And so I took lessons and then it got hard and then I wanted to quit. My mom wouldn't let me quit though. She said, you're going to continue because you are talented, you are capable of doing this. And I'm so thankful that she did, because it helped me so much in learning how to set goals for myself and for my life. Not just personally, not just professionally, not just musically, in every aspect of my life, learning how to make music, making music, has helped so much. So if you're not taking lessons and you're wanting some help with goal setting, take lessons, find a teacher. I mean, if you want to have me teach you, I'd love to help. But find a teacher, because that's the whole idea. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are, you can still learn. You can still focus on different aspects and you can achieve those goals. Thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you know of anybody that this will be a benefit to, please share it with them. And also rate and review the podcast, because that will also help get it out in front of more people to listen to. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week.